Hi there, it is week 36 of 56 Weeks of Inspiration. Do you know, one of the big lessons for me in my lifetime was realizing that I couldn't be everything to everyone. That was a tough one. I thought that I had to be what everyone wanted me to be. I thought that I had to help everyone. I didn't realize that I could have boundaries and that I wasn't meant to be everyone's savior. But I could be open to receiving help, and I could be open to giving help, and I could be genuine with my love and genuine with my respect of others, but that didn't mean that everyone was my person. You know, lots of times when we have our own businesses, we think that everyone that comes to us has to be our client. You remember, we're not like, you know, a Walmart or a massive company that it's opening its doors to everyone and providing a necessity, a service that, you know, of course everyone can come and buy groceries and can come and purchase things from us. But instead, I'm a sole proprietor and I have a right to choose who is my client and who is in my bubble and who is my friend and who is in my life. I have that right. And I think sometimes we don't realize as healers, as mediums, as small business people, that we do have a right. It's important to surround yourself with people that come from a loving place. And it's important to surround yourself with people that move at a frequency and a vibration that you do. And so you may be listening to this saying, hey, yeah, I have a little jewelry company, or I'm a massage therapist, or you have a right to surround yourself in business and in your personal life with the people that make sense because you don't have to be everything to everyone. You could just be a genuine symbol of life that helps nourish the world and nourish other people, and that gives when you can and allow each person to find that person that's meant to be with them. You don't have to be everyone for everybody. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.